Welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching with your host, the Coach's Coach, Wayne Sutton. We invite you to listen, enjoy, and implement these proven methods in your business today.
There are two words that you want to hear in communication when you're trying to influence somebody, trying to bring somebody into your coaching program, or you're coaching, consulting with them, and you want them to move in a certain direction. Now, I learned about this a number of years ago through some linguistic training, but it was really emphasized with Chris Voss and his book, Never Split the Difference. And what you want to hear from people, and I'm going to give you these two words, and you're going to go, oh, I hear that a lot. You probably don't, however. You probably hear a very certain tweak of it. The tweak makes all the difference. The two words that you want to hear is, that's right. That's right. So, or that is right, if they use it that way. It's 2 to 3 words. That's right. That's right. Let's talk about that. That's right is a, what they call a universal amplifier. When you are the one saying it, and it's a term of understanding when you hear it from other people. So a universal amplifier, when you are speaking it, and a term of agreement, unconscious agreement, when you hear it from other people. So you're stating your case, you're helping somebody. You're either trying to persuade them to come on board as a coaching client, or you're working with them in a coaching scenario, consultant scenario, and they go, you know, you're right. You are right. You're correct. You're right. That, and we go, oh yeah, to hear me. Most of the time, they've heard you, but they haven't unconsciously agreed with you. You're right means hush in many cases, especially in negotiation. If you hear a couple that's arguing with one another, and somebody says something to one of the other parties, the man will say something to the wife, and the wife says, "You're right. You're right. You're right." Most of the time, let's use real life, if me and Candace are having a discussion, she says, you're right, you're right. Most of the time, it means, I hear you, please shut up. That's what they're saying, and the same when you're trying to sell people. You're right. It means, okay, I hear you. You maybe even have a valid point there. I'm not going to agree with you, though. When you hear, that's right, and how do you get that's right? That's right. That means they're taking the statement, what you're saying, and they are owning it. Yes, and you are the one that's such a genius, such a marketing god that you bring it to me. That's right. Not you're right. That's right. They are not emphasizing you. They're emphasizing the structure, the argument, the belief system. And when they agree with that, it becomes their thought. And their thought is why they do what they do. It's their thought process. Now, so you want people to say that's right, not you're right. So how do you get people to say it? So let me give you something that's really neat, really cool here in psychology and persuasion. If someone says it, if someone says a word, they bring up the emotions attached to that word or that phrase from the past. It's universal when people say that's right, that is an unconscious decision. Almost every time. To get someone to say that's right is almost like magic. Now they're going to say, that's right. And now you can lead them to the next place of compliance. Hire me as your coach. Come on board with our consultant program. Whatever it is. Or if you are consulting them, moving into the next level. So how do you get people to say that's right? This is really funny. This was actually taught in Ericksonian hypnosis. And Milton Erickson was a hypnotist that used a lot of language. And he would use conversational language. Many people would have breakthroughs. And even they never went into a typical hypnotic state. But that's right is a universal amplifier in that form of hypnosis. Powerful, easy to use. Anytime someone will comply with what you say or complies with what you do, then you simply say, that's right. Because if you watch a hypnotist, they'll say, and as you go deeper and deeper, and they give all their, and they'll watch them as your eyes close quickly, or let your eyes close only as quickly as you want to find yourself in trance, and their eyes close, and they go, that's right, that's right. They sit very calm and smooth, that's right, that's right. Okay, it's an amplifier. You're basically saying, I agree with you, I'm in agreement with you, you're doing a great job. So how do you do that, though? We're not going to place people in the trance so they can buy your coaching, obviously. So how do you use that's right? Here's how you do it. Anytime you ask for compliance, hey, can you grab a pen? Would you grab a pen? Grab a pen. Pick up a pen. That's right. Now, write this down for me. And you have them involved in the worksheet, or you have them involved in taking notes about what you're telling them about. Okay, read to me what you just wrote down. And they take, oh, that's right, that's right. And you want to pepper in those words. Hear me. When you say that's right, it's a universal amplifier. You're saying great job. You're unconsciously saying to them, great job. You've truly followed through. You're very compliant. Very good job. And a small piece of compliance ends up being a bigger and bigger place of compliance. So that's right is the universal amplifier in Ericksonian hypnosis, is also an amplifier in just normal communication. That's right. Say it slowly. Not that's right. You want to say it slowly with a downward intonation, and it'll enhance everything that you're doing when you're asking for compliance. And here's the beautiful part. If you begin in the very start of the call, especially when if you're doing this as a sales call, and they say something back to you that you can agree with, that's right. You want to pepper that's right. And you want to pepper it quite often, because when you make your presentation, when you say, okay, Mr. Prospect, earlier you said this, and here's what I recommend, what you want them to say is, that's right. When you say, I understand, if I'm hearing you correctly, this is what's going on in your life, and you circle back and you basically repeat, parrot back what they said, and they go, that's right. They're saying, I'm in agreement with you, and you get me. Strong, strong rapport. If you hear you're right, okay, but we want to continue building rapport, and we want to continue asking questions, and we want to continue making statements till we get to that's right. And again, pick up the book. It's Never Split the Difference, Chris Voss. One of the small parts of the book, but a very important part. Also, if you have any questions about how to use this in your emails. Can you use this in your email? Absolutely. Your webinars, your phone calls, your presentations, your coaching. Jump on a call with me, doneforyoucoaching.com. Go to doneforyoucoaching.com, fill out the quick form, schedule a call, 10, 15 minutes. Let's look at your business. Let's see if this is something we can help you with. Again, I promise you at least one aha moment over the phone. And if we can help you further, great. So, doneforyoucoaching.com, howtosellyourcoaching.com is our website. And again, thanks for following us here on this podcast. Go change lives and get wealthy doing it. God bless.
Thanks again for listening, and be sure to pick up your free resources to help build your coaching or consulting practice at howtosellyourcoaching.com.